Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app, or at least we think it is. Welcome to the Todd Albaugh Show. It is Friday, September 1st, 2023, as we bring you in on a TGIF on a Friday here. Glad to have you along. Still working out a few kinks, so if you're used to streaming us or whatnot, stand by. Mr. Zommer is our fine producer and engineer, is working on that as he's coming into the studio now. This is live radio, and we absolutely love it. This is what I tell people. I am a digital dude living in I'm an analog dude living in a digital world. That's my problem. But that's why we employ fine, young, smart people that know a lot about digital and that sort of thing. So Mr. Zommers is working on it. He is, I believe it is almost there. So a great show today, by the way. Stay tuned. One of our very own, my friend and colleague here at Civic Media, my co-host for election coverage last week, campaign coverage in Milwaukee, the one, the only, the fantastic Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin, right here on Civic Media's radio network between 10 and noon, Monday through Friday. Kristen will be here after the 15-minute past break, or the quarter after break, because we're going to celebrate her a little bit. Kristen was named this week by Milwaukee Magazine as the number one radio host in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How about that, Mr. Zommers?
That's pretty great. I'm excited for her. It's very awesome, and I'm excited to hear her take on that.
Right? I mean, it's I'm really proud of her. And you know, I think part of the reason is when you have a professional at any craft, they make it look easy. You tune in and it's just like, oh, you know, Kristen just is one of these people you can talk to and you feel like you've known her for years and she's a great interviewer and you have a lot of fun and it looks effortless. But what you all don't see or don't understand is how much time she puts in to each of her shows.
The same thing with you.
Research. Well, I think, you know, I've learned from Kristen working together. She's one of those people that just makes you better for being around her. And so we're really happy to have Kristen on the show today talking about her new award. And again, this is huge because it's beating out big names in the number one market in the state of Wisconsin. Kristen Bry, number one radio host in Milwaukee, will be talking to her at 1:15. Then at 1:30, Brady Ewing, our ongoing contributor and friend from Richland Center, a Badger alum, a three-time Big Ten champion, played in three Rose Bowls, and then went on to, was the captain, by the way, of the team. The last year he went to the Rose Bowl, won the Big Ten championship, and along with Russell Wilson and Aaron Henry and others. And then ended up going to the NFL, being drafted, played for Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady will be in at 1:30, previewing, yes, finally, kickoff to the Wisconsin Badger football season. I have my UW polo shirt on today, ready to rock and roll. I'm in a Badger mood, Mr. Zommers. Even though it's warm out, it kind of is starting to kind of feel in the mornings a little bit like fall and football season. And just having the students back in Madison, when you drive around, you see more students. And I think that youth brings a certain amount of energy to the city, which I love. It's one of the reasons I love working or living here.
I think it does. Although I will say, all the extra traffic from people moving in was pretty annoying for a few days there.
Yes. If you live or work in downtown Madison, there are two times of the year you really try to avoid it if you can. And yes, that is the move in and move out times for the students. But, you know, it's a small inconvenience for the vibrancy and the energy that they bring to the city. And of course, their dollars as well.
That helps.
that helps as well. So we'll be talking to Brady. Going to be asking him a lot on his take on how far he thinks Wisconsin could go. I have made my annual predictions to my handful of friends that we do this with every year, particularly Jonathan and Allison Klein. We have our informal week in review. and I have made my predictions. I'm going to hold off until a little bit later. I have made my predictions. I kind of have it at two different levels. What, you know, I usually like to kind of go out on a limb a little bit on my official predictions, but then I'll also say, well, if I was actually betting real money, which I don't, well, how would I bet with actual money that Wisconsin will do? So I'll reveal mine. We'll ask Brady the same thing and get his take as somebody who's actually played on the field at Camp Randall Stadium. But Coach Fickell, of course, kick it off is his big year. And did you happen to watch it all last night, any of the kickoff games for football?
I did not. And neither did you, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. My ongoing spectrum woes. I'm not going to get into it right now heavily. We'll wait until hour number two. But yes, for those who have been regular listeners, after 2+ months of living in the same or in this new apartment, and now I am on my 7th Spectrum guy, countless calls to Spectrum people, and 3 trips to the Spectrum office, I still do not have full bird Spectrum service, my channels. And one of the few channels I did have was ESPN. That was until kickoff last night when Spectrum pulled ESPN from everywhere because they can't agree on a contract to carry ESPN and Disney. The atrocity that is Spectrum continues. We'll talk about that in hour number two. Mr. Zahmer's board game of the week as well, and our gratefulness all in this show. Don't go anywhere. Kristen Bry is next. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday, TGIF, September 1st. Yes, we're in September 2023, 15 past the hour, along with the spectacular Mr. Aaron Zahmers. We appreciate him for figuring out all of our electronics here and getting us on the air, not just across the radio network, but also on the stream as well. We are joined this segment by our friend, our colleague, the spectacular and now award-winning, the host of As Goes Wisconsin every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 until noon on the Civic Media Radio Network, Kristen Bry. Congratulations, and how the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. As I texted you this morning, my TGIF is a TGIFF with an extra expletive in as the F, because I am ready for the long weekend. That is for sure. How are you doing, friend?
Well, I'm well, thank you. It's I'm excited about football season starting. The students are back in Madison, gives it that youthful vibe. So that's all good. And I'm excited for you because I've had the honor and pleasure of working with you on the air a couple of times. And of course, we talked back and forth. And you were named this week by Milwaukee Magazine. It is on your newsstands now, as they say. They did their best of and released that poll this week. And Kristen Bry has been named the number one radio host in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Congrats.
Well, thank you. Well, so as readers, so they do two things. So they do their editor's choice for like best restaurants and a bunch of different things. And then they have their reader's choice. So back in June, they had, you know, vote for your favorite bookstore and media personality and radio host. And I was surprised then that I was nominated because, you know, I've been only doing this a year, a little over a year. And but then I, you know, gave myself the best shot that I could. I went to social media and I was like, hey, vote for me. And people did.
Well, I mean, and you posted this on TikTok and Instagram as well. And you're very modest, and that's fantastic. But I said before you came on in the last segment, I think people who listen to you, and by the way, if you haven't, what the heck's wrong with you? Tune in on the Civic Media app, or if you're in Milwaukee or Madison or across the state on a Civic Media station. But people who listen to you, you make it seem effortless. You make it seem really easy. And people don't see all the work you put into making that show so great every day. So, I mean, you work at this.
Yeah. Yes. I think,
let me quickly add, you certainly have a lot of natural talent. But the point is, you work really hard to make your show the way it is.
Yes, I would say the amount that goes into very little is like we don't really like wing it, right?
Right.
As far unlike as this I don't program. Know, and I've and you and I have shared notes because it is a little like how am I supposed to be doing this? Mm-hmm. Like there's not a I didn't grow up in radio. I don't necessarily have a mentor or coach right now as far as guiding the sound and feel and what the content should be. It's a lot of just instinct and intuition. And my, for better or for worse, my default is to outwork when I feel like imposter syndrome, if I don't know what I'm doing, I'll just outwork that feeling. And so the over-preparedness, and I think that's probably what's been the biggest difference over the course of the year is I was probably too prepared for the first 6 months of the show and didn't let some of the natural live radio magic that can happen when you let like the improv stuff, right? Yeah. And so we're starting to find a better balance of how much we know the outline of what we're going to talk about, where we're going to go for the day, and how much we just let the thing that's flowing well for the show, like let it ride.
Right. You brought up an interesting thing saying this was the readers versus the editors. If you had a choice though, to me, I think it's more meaningful that the readers, the listeners chose you.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like I think it's very cool to see that people are, they know about the show, they're listening to the show, whether it's as a live product at 10 from 10 to 12 or as a podcast later on. And there's so many different ways, as you know, when you can, we're streaming on Facebook right now. And there's so like, there's ways to, it's hard to know where to direct people of how they can listen or watch because there's so many different ways to do it now. And so I don't know where people are necessarily finding it, but obviously they are, which is great.
But tell people a little bit, Kristen, because I've learned this as I've gotten to know you better and really I've come to appreciate it. This isn't like you just didn't show up last year. Oh, let's do a radio show. Give people a little sense of your background. You created As Goes Wisconsin, a brand, and you have an acting background as well. You've been working on this for several years to lead up to what is now As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. If I ever had to have a TED Talk topic, I feel like my TED Talk topic would be on when you're young and you don't know what you want to do. Like you're got a lot of interests, but you don't have like a passion. Like I'm going to be a lawyer or I'm going to be a doctor. The best advice looking back is just keep putting one foot in front of the other because every accumulation of skill sets I've gotten from all the different things that I've done has gotten me to the point where I can do this job well. And so I'll run through it quickly, but I grew up in Madison, moved to LA when I was 16 to be an actress because I was a very willful teenager. And so grew up performing at CTM. It wasn't the Overture Center then, it was the Civic Center, but grew up doing theater, had an agent, had a manager, was performing, was doing stuff in LA, decided to go to college. There I studied public health, like political science and public policy, thinking I would do family planning, nonprofit work once I graduated. But I was in the Bay Area. And guess what? When you're in the Bay Area, most of the jobs are in tech. So I got a job in tech. And so then I was in the private sector and I was managing sales teams and I got a whole like lot of background and experience doing marketing and sales and business etiquette, and then came back around 2017, started doing, I was like, I can't sell software for the rest of my life. I want to do something else. Came back, started doing stand up and improv and sketch and videos. But I knew that I wanted to blend all of it. And so it was a combination of how do you make politics more digestible? So that turned into As Goes Wisconsin for almost 4 years ago, which is now turned into the radio show. But I think, I mean, you and I have talked about this, is the ability to talk on the radio. Like, I couldn't do this 10 years ago. I didn't have enough experience or stories or frame of reference for the different topics, especially the variety of topics that we cover. And so I think being able to have that business background and how to market the show, how to talk about the show, but also having the performing background, having an improv background to be able to do live radio, like all of those things mixed together, I think is why I don't, I can do this without having a radio background.
Yeah, you do it very well. And it just, it's, and again, it comes across as really natural. And one of the cool things about you, and I believe that people who are the most successful in this business are themselves, right? It's not a character when you're on air. And to sit and chat with you at a bar or over dinner, you're exactly the same, or pretty darn close to the same as you are in your show. And I think that's what connects you to your listeners.
I think so too. Yeah. I'm probably, if you ask my husband, I'm probably moodier in real life than I am on air.
Maybe a bit more colorful language, but aren't we all?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Aren't we all? One of the cool segments that you guys do, you did it today. Jane Mattner, of course, the fabulous Jane Mattner, is on a well-deserved vacation. Greg Bach filling in on the board. You guys had a great show today. Tell people about this segment called Are You the Sphincter? Because this is one of my favorite things you guys do and what you talked about today.
So I can't take credit for it. This is a long-standing subreddit, which is on the website Reddit. There's mm-hmm. a subreddit called Am I the A-Hole? Mm-hmm. And it's where people submit a real scenario in their lives and are asking for feedback from strangers on the internet on whether or not they were the jerk. And sometimes it's very obvious of absolutely yes. Sometimes it's not. And they're like, no, you were totally in the right. But I've seen it, and we just kind of started doing it a while ago when we didn't have guests. I was like, this is like a fun Friday thing to get people's input in the same way that people on Reddit are giving their thoughts on the scenario. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we can do this. Jane and I can kick it around. We can see if we get any texts or calls on it. And so, I can't say that we came up with it.
but you read this story from someone, and then they ask, am I the, and you created it up for radio, am I the sphincter? And what I love about it is it gets people thinking. And it's one of the cool parts of As Goes Wisconsin. You're able to take issues of the day and put them in a digestible way that average non-political people can understand and talk about.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I think, and the truth is, like, that came from where I was when I was still working in tech, and I was so kind of consumed with my social life and my world. And mm-hmm. I think, and then Donald Trump got elected. Mm-hmm. And so for me, like so many people, I think that 2016, the fall of 2016 into 2017 is when I decided to get much more involved and educated and knowledgeable about politics and kind of did a 180. And I think a lot of people at that time did that. But what I realized was I was this fairly educated person. Mm-hmm. I cared about these things, but I was busy.
Right.
And so it came back to like, how do you package some of the reporting and some of the stories that are happening, especially when there's so much content out there, mm-hmm. and do it in a way that is entertaining, but also kind of like cuts through the noise. And so that's always been the goal, whether it's a radio show, whether it's a TikTok video or, you know, any of the other kind of content that we can put out there, is like, how do, and it's not dumb it down, but it's at least get to the point.
I mean, the issue today to summarize it was this dad whose daughter apparently got in trouble at school for bullying another student so badly, and it involved a racial component, that student had to move schools. And so the parent said, I'm not going to let you go to homecoming or to prom. You have to delete all your social media. And apparently the grandparents who were living with them said, that's too much. And so the dad asked, am I the a-hole? Am I the sphincter for doing this? I thought it was a great conversation, and you and Greg did a great job. I had like mixed emotions. Like, I agreed with you. He's not the sphincter, but I do think that I agreed with you guys that he should have put in that education component. Like, because if you take everything away from the daughter, I feel like it just reinforces that hate towards whoever it was that she bullied. I mean, if I were the dad, I would have said, you can go to one of them, but you're going to go with a group and hang with the group that you bullied. That you can't go with your own friends. You have to go with someone that you bullied.
Isn't that just punishing the group that she was bullying?
Well, maybe.
But do they want to hang out with her?
No, well, maybe you have to serve them punch. I don't know. I guess the point is, like, I think it's, depending upon how old this girl is, I think
she's probably a senior in high school. It's her senior prom.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she's not a child. She's not in middle schooler. Like, it's someone who,
but
I
don't
think
you think she have to?
She's probably 16, 17, maybe even 18.
She has to learn from this, I think.
I would think so too. I mean, and that's the thing that's always leaves something with this segment. It's always leaves, there's always more questions of, all right, well, what about right? this? And it kind of gets at the nuance that everything is gray and there is less black and white. But I do love that his parents is like, as someone who's about to make my mom a grandmother, she's going to spoil this kid so much. And I'm sure there's going to be situations where there's nothing she can do. My kid can do wrong, according to grandma.
20 seconds left. When do you go on maternity leave?
My last day is September 22nd.
You have 22 days or 21 days to listen to her. Krista Bry, every day, as goes Wisconsin, Milwaukee's number one radio host from 10 until noon. Thanks, Krista. You're fantastic.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Brady Huey next. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lyle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on the time and temperature sign. Friday, September 1st, we have turned the page in terms of calendars and we have reached Labor Day weekend. And that is the unofficial end to summer and the start of autumn. And that means football season. And I'm so thrilled, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, to have our ongoing contributor, our friend, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, three-time Big Ten champion, played in three Rose Bowls, was the captain of the team, and then went on to play in the NFL in the league for Atlanta and Jacksonville. He joins us live from Richland Center, our hometown, back in the RC. Brady Ewing, how the heck are you?
Doing awesome. Beautiful Friday, and like you said, feeling more like football every weekend, it seems, unless we get those heat blasts of 100-plus degrees. But
exactly.
Doing awesome. How about yourself?
I am fine. You joined us on the phone, so you probably can't see this. For those who are streaming on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I have brought out my sacred number 34 Wisconsin Brady Ewing Rose Bowl jersey here. I only get it out on special occasions.
Nice.
It has the Rose Bowl patch up here in the corner. And for those, I'll turn around just a second. Brady autographed this for me years ago. Here we are. There we are. Right there. Point people can steal. Isn't that great, Mr. Zommers?
Yeah, I saw that earlier. It's got on the 3, it says to Todd, and then he signed it on the 4.
Yeah, exactly. It's fantastic. The thing is, I want to, like, you can get those big frames, you can frame jerseys and put on the wall, but then it's like, then I can't, I can't pull it out and wear it on special occasions. So it's a conundrum.
I love that you wear that. It's been years since I've seen a 3-4 jersey with my name on the back, so thanks for appeasing me today.
Absolutely.
Into the first game this weekend.
It's the big game, so it's a start of a new era at Wisconsin in terms of football, and that's where I want to focus today, Brady. You mentioned the heat. Forecast, apparently, for those who are going to the game, be aware that the Wisconsin Athletic Department is adjusting their rules a little bit for people attending the game. They will allow you to bring in up to 2 clear bottles of sealed up bottled water into the game with you. So be aware of that because it is going to be hot. Brady, explain to folks when it might be 85 outside, what is it like for the players down in the field?
It's pretty intense. Honestly, I was talking with one of the coaches at Richland Center about that here this week, mm-hmm. as we prepare for another hot weekend and a week next week. On the turf, that black rubber substance that's within the turf, at least at Wisconsin and some other places, just absorbs the heat. Mm-hmm. So there, I can remember times when we went out on the turf for, you know, say fall camp or summer camp, and it almost feels as if your feet are burning because the rubber can be that hot. Yeah. Or if you land on the rubber and you lay in any one spot for an extended period of time, it's almost, you know, when you leave the pool and you walk on that hot black top with your bare feet, it almost has that type of a feeling. So it radiates heat, it retains heat, and it can be pretty intense. I think back to my senior year when we played UNLV. Mm-hmm. I actually think it was the first college football game of the season, like on a Thursday night, and it was incredibly hot. I remember at halftime I had sweat so much having to change some of my undergarments and my shoes because my shoes were so darn waterlogged that every step it sounded like I had just, you know, stepped in a puddle. So
See, that's the stuff we don't think about as fans.
It's having a big impact on the game.
Yeah, we don't think about that as fans. So from the equipment manager's standpoint, how many changes of clothes, whether it's undergarments or shoes, how many do they have ready or on standby for you as a player?
So at a home game, it's a little bit easier because, at least at Wisconsin, we have our home, we're out of our home locker room. So right. They have game day specific items for you, typically that they travel with and that you use just on game days, from, your tight compression shirt underneath to your girdle to, game day socks and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. But being that one was a home game specifically, I was able to just, snag some of my other socks that matched the color for the day and some right. of my other undergarments and put that on my normal, weekly laundry loop, mm-hmm. I guess. So there definitely was an impact, I think, in that game and others throughout my career. But it's something you don't think of. You prepare all year long for these, 12, 13 games.
Right.
And how big of an impact that weather and circumstances can have on the game. It's crazy.
Do trainers, are they cognizant of this? Are they trying to get you to drink more water on the field? Do you have to use IVs during halftime? How do they keep you hydrated?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's something that typically on warmer weeks, they're always stressing nutrition and hydration, but mm-hmm. especially on warmer weeks, it's, maybe watermelon shows up on the menu a couple more times throughout the week, and they're always right. stressing hydration. And depending on who your beverage sponsor is, they're, Gatorade or Powerade or Badger mm-hmm. Max, it's been multiple through the years. Typically, they have a electrolyte add-in that they'll have you adding into either existing Gatorade or water, things like that. And then, yeah, for special situations, there definitely is the chance you may get IVs. I'd say I saw that more in my time in the NFL. Proactively, they would give mm-hmm. guys IVs. Wisconsin, typically it seemed reserved for situations where guys were in extreme pain from cramping. And, it was clear that they had dehydration issues.
Sure. So we get into the game, Brady, and a game like this on tomorrow kicks off at 2:30 at Camp Randall Stadium against Buffalo. And you can hear that game across the Civic Media Radio Network if you are so fortunate as to live in Richland Center, like Brady and I. Brady's there now, and we both come from there. You can listen on WRCE, AM 1450, and FM 107.7. You can also listen to it over in Racine and Kenosha there. And you can also listen to the game on Civic Media up in Amory on WLAK. It's WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And the good news is for our listeners, unlike the Brewers and the Packers with college athletics, we are allowed to stream those games. So if you don't live in the communities I just named, you want to listen to the game anyway, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher this year on the call on the Badger Radio Football Network on Learfield. Simply download the Civic Media app and then open it up. Go to one of those stations that I mentioned and you can listen to the game. But Brady, taking on Buffalo in a heat like this, how important is it to get off to a quick start and get ahead early rather than trying to come from behind in a heat game like this?
Yeah, I think any opening game, you pretty much only played against yourself all, summer, all fall camp. And it's always can be a little bit, I've been a part of teams where it seems like it's a struggle to come out in that first game. And then I've been a part of others where it seems like you come out and you're clicking on all cylinders. And, with a lot of people would look at Buffalo as an inferior opponent to Wisconsin. So, my hope is that they can come out, get up early, build some confidence, especially with the new staff, a lot of new players. This will be their mm-hmm. first time in Camp Randall as transfers or, new recruits to Wisconsin. So mm-hmm. get up early and hopefully get some of their depth to, gain some experience, gain confidence for the year, and then get some of your, your depth players, some reps so that they can build confidence leading into the season. Cause inevitably there's going to be some injuries. There's going to be challenges that way, whether it in that game specifically or throughout the season. So you want to start fast any game, but especially the first game of the year, it's critical.
Buffalo, as you said, a lot of people are going to look at this and say, oh, geez, Wisconsin should win by a lot. But remember, Buffalo is where Lance Leopold went after he left Whitewater and got into D1 and really built that program up before being hired to Kansas to go there. I don't think it's going to be a powder keg game.
I honestly don't think so either. And honestly, historically, at least during my time there, Wisconsin always didn't fare well against those opponents that, you know, we were supposed to run all over, whether that be Cal Poly or, you know, some of the others that we faced during my time. But yeah, this program, from what I've seen from an outsider's perspective, followed it a little bit more when Leopold was there, but he has turned things around. It seems like he's changed the culture, the expectations, and yeah, I mean, hopefully it'll be a good first round for the Badgers here in the 2023-2024 season.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We're talking to Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, three-time Big Ten champion, played in three Rose Bowls, and then went on to have a career in the NFL with Atlanta and Jacksonville. Always glad to have him here giving us a behind-the-scenes look. Brady, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I want to go through some of these games. I want to get your quick take on it. And we're not going to hold you to it. There's no money on the line here. It's just, you know, an insider. You know, I have my opinions here, but I want a professional's opinion. I'm going to say that Wisconsin might get off to a slow start, but I think Wisconsin wins against Buffalo. I think that's a W. What say you?
Yep.
All right, very
good. Yeah, I think it's a W for the Badgers. Yes, I agree.
Following week, September 9th, they go on the road. It's a night game, 6:30, to take on the Cougs. Washington State out at Washington State. What do you think?
Man, I'm thinking you gotta understand, I'm a huge homer too.
Well, I'll be too.
Yeah, right. I'm going with a W in that game.
I think
challenge early in the season on the road.
As Lee Corso on ESPN's Game Day is fond of saying, closer than the experts predict. But yes, I think Wisconsin gets it done on the road. They come back September 16th, take on Georgia Southern. I think it'll be a blowout. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's a win. That's at home, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's a good win, and hopefully I would assume that's the one of the last non-conference games in the season.
Yep. They come home, they go on the road. They start the Big Ten season on the road on September 22nd, another night game. The Purdue Boilermakers, a coaching change there, might be a back and forth, but I'll give Wisconsin the win there too.
Yeah, I'm going to give Wisconsin the nod there. I like the new coach that they got coming in from Illinois. I'm blanking on his name, but based on what I saw at Illinois as a D coordinator, and his energy, excited to see. I mean, a good Big Ten is good for everybody, so I'm excited to see where they go in the future.
October 7th, I'm going to this game, Wisconsin at home against Rutgers. I think Rutgers is going to be pretty good this year, but I think at home, Wisconsin gets the edge. What say you?
I'm on the same page with you. I like how this schedule's setting up. I'll be honest with you, I haven't looked at it this way. I know we play, I think, Ohio State later in the season as a night game. But, I like how this is setting up. I say that's a dub.
Good. Wisconsin comes home then against their foe Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes, predicted by some to be in competition with the Badgers for the last season of the Big Ten West. These two teams never play well at home. It's always the road team that seems to do better. I think this is going to be a really tight game, but I'm going to give Wisconsin the edge on a field goal.
Ooh. Yeah, I think, man, I would, if after this weekend, we should revisit this and the next time we talk.
There's no money on the line here. It's just, you know, our knee-jerk reaction.
I'm giving Badgers the win.
All right, fantastic.
I'm giving the Badgers the win. I was always a battle.
And I know,
historically, like you said, there's road teams seem to fare well. But I like the Badgers, especially with the new change of pace offense that, you know, we're hearing more and more about.
Then Wisconsin goes on the road. It is the Battle of Burt. Brett Bielema, who came up here last year and beat Wisconsin and cost Paul Chryst his job in some eyes. The Wisconsin Badgers travel down to Illinois. I know he was your coach. You think a lot of him. Some Wisconsin fans, not so much. But it seems like the players that played for Brett Bielema really think a lot of this guy. I think that Bielema had, and of course, interim coach Jim Leonard, went down there and is now a analyst for Illinois. I think this could be Wisconsin, one of their toughest games of the season. But and you tell me as a player whether you think I'm just all wet on this. I probably am. I think the revenge factor of the guys that are left from the Chryst era are going to say, you took our coach away from us. I think the revenge factor plays a role, and Wisconsin beats the Burts on the road.
Ooh, I think so, too. I think we're going to get the win, but I am, you could almost call Illinois right now Badger South or Wisconsin South with, you know, Coach B, Aaron Henry, Antonio Fanellis, you know, Jim Leonard now as a as an analyst. And what they're building, obviously they beat us at home last year. And with what they're building, they're going to be, I think, a terror in the Big Ten for years to come. But like I said, I'm a homer right now for the W and think we're going to pull it out.
Brady Ewing and I both have Wisconsin probably in the top 10 by this point as they are undefeated. Ohio State's next. We'll get Brady's predictions on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allbowl Show and the Civic Media Radio Network. Excellence on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the Todd Allbowl Show. Welcome back. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Our bi-weekly conversation with our friend and ongoing contributor, Badger alum, three-time Big Ten champion and member of the league, the NFL. Brady Ewing joins us live. We are going through, Brady, the Wisconsin football schedule. So far, we have Wisconsin undefeated through October 21st, which is my birthday. And if I only want one thing for my birthday. I want a win over Brett Bielema in Illinois on my birthday. And then we come home. And then the Badgers come home. Big, I'm sure it'll be a night game, probably on NBC now. And who knows, game day. If I think if Ohio State and Wisconsin are undefeated by that time, it'll be on you know, a site for college game day. Wisconsin versus Ohio State. The Ohio State University, the alma mater of Coach Luke Fickell. What do you say, Brady?
Great. Yeah, I'm a little more concerned about this game. I do think, you know, with the new systems that are going to be run, I think, you know, gives us the opportunities to go, you know, punch for punch with these guys consistently. And, but just, I'm battling my internal optimist to just say we win every game, because that's in my mind as a player and as a coach, you know, that's just what you believe. It's, you know, you're always, you prepare well and you do things the right way. So I'll say we get the win. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be an electric game, a great atmosphere, but I'm saying we pull it out. The Badgers win.
I totally agree. I mean, and this is the difference. Like if I was betting real money, like $100, which I don't, if I was betting real money, I'd probably take Ohio State, but I'm just, you know, saying what I think in my gut. I think if both teams are undefeated, I think it's just, again, I think at home, if it was in Ohio State, I might give it to the Buckeyes. I think the Badgers, in a close one, pull off the upset. Then Indiana, we go to Indiana on November 4th. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's a win. That place, I don't know if it's changed in recent years. It's never, you know, you talk about going to Ohio State. That's an incredibly different atmosphere than playing at Indiana, at least during my time. And I say, yeah. That's a good win. Although, isn't Bob Bostad down there? He was the O-line.
Oh, did he really? Did he end up down there? Yeah, I think you're right. So, who knows? But I agree with you. I got to move quickly here. Wisconsin hosts Northwestern. You might as well just take a mulligan on this one because, I mean, that's going to be just not even close.
Right. Yep, I think that's a win.
All right, very good.
Badgers are in the playoffs.
And then, exactly. And then Wisconsin comes back home or stays at home on November 18th to take on the Cornhuskers, Nebraska, who found a way last night to once again celebrate Scott Frost Day and lose a game by a final possession or less in the last 10 minutes as the Flexters, the PJ Flexters, Minnesota beat them last night in a wacky game.
Did they really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Well, wow. Yeah, it was terrible. Nebraska fans have to be demoralized. But what say you, Wisconsin versus Nebraska?
Yeah, I think the Badgers get that win. I think they, I think we can gain a ton of momentum and confidence throughout this season, especially with the first three, four games. I'm
agreeing
W on that. How about you?
Absolutely, a W. And then the game that I know means probably more to you as an alum than anything else. It's a game that I love because I hate PJ Fleck. It's the Flexters versus the Flicksters in Wisconsin versus Minnesota at Minnesota. I think this is going to be really tough, and it's the game that concerns me the most. But I think by that time, as you said, the momentum is there. I think by a touchdown, the Badgers get the axe back.
I sure hope so. I mean, we had such a stretch of having the axe, and it's just been, I'm not a huge Fleck fan myself. And so it's been painful to see how that's been treated over the past couple of years by them. And just obviously the way that we've lost some of those games. So I'm saying Badgers all the way.
Absolutely. And we don't have time to get into this, but here's the deal. When Wisconsin has the axe, and Brady will attest to this, there's a beautiful case at Camp Randall, and we have that axe in reverence. Right, Brady? We take care of it.
Absolutely.
And when it goes up to Minnesota, you know what Flexner does? They whore the axe out. They let people give money to the athletic department, and you can have it show up at your wedding or whatever. They just whore it out. Every time it comes back to Wisconsin, we got to give it an STD. You know, you got to give it antibiotics because it's been whored out everywhere. It's terrible. The Gophers are a terrible team. All right. So now we get so they've won the West. Brady, we get to the Big Ten championship. I say it is Wisconsin versus Michigan. I say the Badgers beat Michigan for the Big Ten championship and go to the Rose Bowl in the playoffs.
Love it. I'm at this point, they're undefeated. I'm going to continue to say we get the W.
Agreed.
Love it.
We get to the Rose Bowl. I believe we will play an SEC team and thereby get beaten. I think that's where it ends.
Sure. Yeah, man, I think if there's already high expectations for this new coaching staff and the kind of the new era of Badger football. And my hope is that if we end up in that position, I think everyone's going to be thrilled and, right, you know, sets the bar incredibly high going forward. But it all goes back to that 1-0 mentality of the first game is all that matters from a player perspective. And hopefully those guys are focused on making an impact against Buffalo, setting the stage for the season, building confidence, and kind of setting the trajectory for this group. Each season, it's a journey with the team and the coaches that you're there with. You just never know who will be there the next year.
About a minute and a half left, Brady. As you reflect back on your time at Wisconsin, you were a walk-on, you earned a scholarship, you became a captain in one of the best eras of Wisconsin football. What memories do come back to you during this time of year the most, and what have you taken forward in your life after being a Badger?
Yeah, we might have to continue that one in a couple weeks next time we talk. It's honestly the people, and maybe that's cliche as heck, but it's the people, it's the memories, maybe not necessarily the games, but the journey to get to the games, you know, the riding to in your moped and 5 inches of snow with your teammates at 5 a.m. in the morning in winter conditioning. You know, it's the post game, you know, dinners with family. It's the time in the McLean Center with other, you know, teammates, parents, and family members, and people that from my community, or Richland Center, your community, that have come to watch the game. You know, it's those things. The games are awesome. Those are definitely highlights, but it's more the people and the process and the journey to prepare for those minimal opportunities that is really what comes back to my mind. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the perspective I try to share with the high school athletes now, and the college athletes I get the chance to interact with and others.
As a fan, I remember we had season tickets while you were playing for the Badgers, and we would go down and go to the pregame at the Union South, listen to the Badger band, and then wait for the team to come and watch you guys walk through the arch and then follow the Badger band through the arch. I would get goosebumps every single time, and I'm just a fan. What's it like for you as a player?
Oh, and I did. I did too, you know, to be able to, as a walk-on, you know, you don't even realize, you know, you're just trying to get to that opportunity. So to be able to be there and just really take it in each and every week is with family, with your teammates, is just so special.
Brady Ewing, former Badger, Big Ten champion, and member of the NFL, almost put you in the NHL. Thanks a lot, Brady. We appreciate you very much. And on Wisconsin.
Thank you, Todd. Go Badgers.
All right. Back after this. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to go.